Well, I was just curious because from Akechuk, this winter trail that goes all the way up to the Yukon, as you know, and it seems like people went to the Yukon fairly often, or there was enough reason to go up to the Yukon. I was curious from Tuluksak if people did the same thing.
On that Yukon Trail map project we have in Akechuk, there's an original trail from Tuluksak that conjoins somewhere back there around the Guichalk, right near the Yukon. But he said there's an old original trail that heads to Kmichloch and then cuts straight across toward Yukon to a Russian mission. It would come to the trail, the original trail, somewhere back there. But he says that there's a trail.
That place that you mentioned going to, and then going on to the Yukon, maybe we could find that on the map at some point. That old original trail that goes to Mishra.
The ones that Akechuk made tripod this past winter, I think, are a little bit below the original one, several miles below, using the slough that goes down to that island. I can't remember what the name of that island is, below Russians. But I've seen a trail that comes up above the... above that one, marked like this, you know.
Like the USGS mark.
Yeah. Even on my GPS, see that.
I think maybe we can find that later. There's the original coming where you said the Tuluksak Trail joined the Akechuk Trail and it came out to a spot and then joined. And I don't know that on this map. That would be good to find it.
Okay, well, maybe...
He remembers the that Yukon Trail was marked with a tripod, you know, just wooden. When the last time he went down that trail, he didn't see any, so it's been quite a while. Either they fell over or beavers used them for a little crack in there. He says today when people are traveling, they're traveling fast by snow machines, and they don't need to utilize any trail markers like tripods. They'll use a vantage point, you know, the you mentioned Angiyakok near the Yukon. On a clear day, it's visible, so you can just pinpoint your trail to that to that hill or the mountain.
Say the name of that place again, please.
Amiyakok. Translated, it's like a it's shaped like an upside down boat or thing like that. A hill near the Yukon.
We'll have to get that spelling from you. I don't think I have that word either.
So I think Sophie can spell it. She's a better speller than I. I might say Balayachok. In another dialect, it means the same thing.
Okay, I think we should quit now so you can have a little bit of rest before this afternoon. Because this afternoon we'll come back with other people and look at places out on the land. Thank you very much. This has been good.